Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to the Red Kingdom.
Yeah.
Red it's kind of weird, to be perfectly honest, to think about the NFL playoffs this year? We're 2026, and we're not that far removed from a Chiefs Super Bowl title, so it's kind of weird to think about the playoffs happening and there being no Chiefs in it. And that's where we are right now. Danan Hughes is the radio analyst for the Chiefs, former receiver for the team, and you can hear Chiefs games on 104.1 FM KMOX. I'm sure, Danan, this feels very odd for you, a team that's won like a million Super Bowls in the last 6 years.
Welcome to the Twilight Zone.
Yep.
Yes, it is. It is weird. Just a few weeks ago, and even up to this week, I was looking at my calendar. I'm one of those people that live by their calendar on their phone, and noticed that just every weekend in January was kind of open. I was like, wow, this is unfamiliar territory for me to not have anything slated in the month of January and even into February when you consider the Super Bowl. But it is where we are. I think there's some comfort, a little bit less frustration because it didn't come down to the last week and having to win and losing. We kind of knew this over a month ago. So I feel in the Chiefs Kingdom, you've had time to kind of settle into the fact that this wasn't our year. Everything that could go wrong did go wrong, especially the injury to Patrick Mahomes. And we just have to face it. We are kind of outsiders looking in, but there's a bright side to it. I feel like we were able to identify specific needs going into the draft and free agency, and then also add a little chip on our shoulder because now the narrative will be that the Chiefs' reign is done and everybody's figured us out and nobody's scared of us and our best days are behind us and all that junk. So I feel like this is a prime opportunity to kind of reset. We're definitely not rebuilding, but resetting and getting back to the form that we've become accustomed to being in.
I'm glad you brought up narrative because I did want to ask exactly maybe some of the depth of the narrative in Kansas City. Are fans wanting, expecting a lot of change? Is this season looked at as a fluke or a failure? You know, how is it being viewed right now?
So, fortunately, it's not being viewed as a fluke in regards to what other teams and other organizations have gone through in the past. And what I mean by that, Amy, is that people are recognizing specific things that did not help the team this year. Not having a wide receiver, again, not go over 1,000 yards. Not having a running back that went over 1,000 yards. Being near the bottom of the NFL in third down percentage from a defensive standpoint, not having a defensive backfield, specifically the safeties, that had one interception on the entire season, and that interception came on the first play of the last game with Shamari Connor. The wide receiver issues as far as working outside the numbers, you guys have heard me say. So I feel like it's not a feeling of a fluke because there's specific things that you can target and say, these are the reasons why we were not successful. To have as many games as we lost by one score some people might think, well, we're kind of close. We're not that far off. And I specifically asked Andy Reid that question after the Raiders game, and I was happy that he was not in the mindset of, yeah, we're not that far off. Now, he said that throughout the season, because I feel like you have to say that during the season because you're playing a game the next week and the following week, and you're losing by 3 points and 4 points and 7 points. And you might have to say that because you want your team to feel like, hey, we just got to turn the page a little bit. We just got to tighten the screw in this one area, and we'll win these games. Now that the season's over, that's not the case. They're not saying that we were just very close. They're saying we need to reset, and here are specific areas that we have to identify.
You know, it's interesting that you're talking about this because you will hear athletes, coaches, whatever, sometimes they will, when the season is over, they'll tell you how they really feel about, you know, how things went. But in the middle of the year, it's no. We believe we're gonna turn this thing around. We've got the talent. We've got this. We've got that. We're going to be all right. And then you talk to them, and a lot of times it's private, and they'll say, yeah, we knew by October this wasn't going to happen, or November or something like that. So I find that really fascinating that they kind of athletes have to convince themselves while the season is going on, they still have a chance.
Well, yeah, and I also believe that, in all honesty, I think everybody believes that because there's so much parity in the league, and you see the stories in every professional level that of teams that start slow and get hot at the right time, and they might not be the best team, but they're the best team right now. We've seen in our run to 3 Super Bowl wins where, quite honestly, if whoever we played in week 3, if we would have played them again in week 17, I don't know if we would have fared the same way. I'm sure that in those seasons, teams could say that about us. They played us early when we were hot in September, but we cooled off in October. Had they played us then, we might not have won those games, especially last year when you consider you're blocking field goals to end games, you're kicking field goals to win games with 3 different kickers, you're getting key fourth down stops, fumbles in the red zone and in goal line situation, all of those different things where had it been another week, another time when you had some players down by injuries, who knows? I think that's what makes the NFL so special because it's not 162 games. It's not 82 games. It's 17 games in 18 weeks, and you have to be your best, and you might face another team that happens to be their best on a specific day. And I will say this, every week, I should say most weeks during the season, especially during these last 2 years, I checked around the league at the scores of other games. And obviously there's usually 16 games, depending on when bye weeks happen. It could be 13 to 15 games happening per weekend. And usually it was like 8 or 9 games every week consistently that were difference between winning and losing were within 8 points. And so we were on the wrong side of it this year. But to go along with your point, I think it's valid that you recognize where you are. And during the season, you have to play some brainwashing just a bit. But then you can take a seat back and say at the end of the season, you know what? We might have been playoff contenders had we had this happen and that happen. And if A, B, and C would have worked in our favor, but we definitely weren't Super Bowl caliber. And because of the status and the standard that we've set here in the Chiefs Kingdom, I think that's the ultimate goal. So Andy is right on point.
When you look at it that way and how close so many games were last season, do you think it's more of a surprise that the Chiefs missed the playoffs this year, or more of a surprise that the Chiefs made it to the Super Bowl last year with so many close games?
I think it was more of a surprise last year. I mean, when you look at the landscape of the season, we went 12-0 in one-score games.
Yeah.
12-0.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And then to think about how those one-score games happened, what happened during those games, how we, you know, blocking a field goal against the Broncos and, you know, our kicker going down and getting injured, the next kicker going down and getting injured, but all of them contributing specifically to game-winning field goals as time expired. To have, you know, pinpoint interceptions or fumbles or fourth down stops. Like, those are not normal. Not only do they not happen for a team on a consistent level, but to happen in the same season, like, that's how crazy it was. So to answer your question, mm-hmm. I think it was more of a surprise last year that we stayed on that run all the way through the Super Bowl, especially after winning two straight Super Bowls, then coming back this year and you know, kind of wetting the bed and not getting to the playoffs.
What do you think about Matt Nagy, who is the offensive coordinator, now getting job, not offers yet, but he is getting job interviews for head coaching vacancies around the league?
I think it's a bonus. I think he's a great guy. You guys have heard me say I thought Eric Bieniemy definitely warranted head coaching opportunities, especially when you see the carousel of head coaches around the league. Think about how many head coaches the Raiders are paying to not be their head coach again. Like, you know, they go back to John Gruden. They're still paying his salary. So, like, to think that a guy like Eric Bieniemy, Matt Nagy, when there's so many questions as to, okay, well, how much of a coordinator are they really in Kansas City when you have a great quarterback like Patrick Mahomes and you have a great offensive mind like Andy Reid? Are they really doing anything? Yes, they are. There's something to be said about leading an offense as a coordinator when you have superstars, not just stars, but superstars on your offense, and then to still be productive in the fashion that they were, to not have any guys that are, you know, fighting each other or complaining about touches and targets and having the successes. I think he definitely warrants another opportunity as a head coach. I would have liked to see that happen for Eric Bieniemy. Don't know if those days are past, but Matt Nagy deserves it. I think the question marks when you're under Andy Reid is how much do you really contribute to the offense and play calling? But I think that's going to be the case no matter who comes in as the OC.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You mentioned some of the carousel of coaches. Do you have any guesses on where some of the more high-profile coaches who were recently let go might land?
Yeah, I think John Harbaugh, is my understanding, has a really good relationship with the owners of the Dolphins. So I would not be surprised if he's down there. I would say that probably the one question mark that might be press pause on that is the quarterback situation, because I think they got $54 million guaranteed to Tua next year, and you put yourself in a deficit, especially if you're a new head coach, if you don't think that Tua can be the quarterback of your organization. So do you walk into that knowing that's the case? That could be something that he might try to avoid. But, I mean, he's the hottest name on the market. I think that would be a great fit for him. And there are some other places that I think, like, Matt Nagy would fit in with, you know, Mike Borgonzi, who is the GM with the Tennessee Titans, having a number one pick in the quarterback last year could bode well for bringing an offensive-minded quarterback coach / offensive coordinator into that organization that you have a history with. So I think those are two that jump out to me as far as names that are out there that will garner opportunities. I think Robert Saleh, who went from the Jets head coach, and you recognize with the Jets' failures that he wasn't necessarily the reason. And then to see what they've been able to accomplish with all the injuries out in San Francisco on the defensive side, and yet they put themselves in prime position to possibly get to another Super Bowl, I think he would warrant a second opportunity as a head coach as well. So there's several names out there that I think could garner those jobs. There's a lot of free money that's gone around with a lot of organizations that have made bad decisions. So I would not be surprised to see if some of these places take a little bit more time to evaluate.
How do you think these playoffs are going to work out?
So part of me, I've had to go into therapy a little bit, into my own self-therapy. Part of me has thought for a fraction of a moment, do I want the Bills to win just because of how futile they've been all these years in the postseason? And for just a glimmer of a moment, I thought, yes. And then I came to my senses and I said, screw the Bills. No, we don't want them to win. And I feel like, although it won't be very appealing from a marketing standpoint, I kind of feel like NFC, I'd go with the Bears. There's some Chiefs history there. The PR director, Ted Cruz, is there. Their front office guys came from Kansas City. I have a bunch of friends, obviously, from Iowa that are from Chicago area that are Bears fans, so I would like to see them represent the NFC. And I'm leaning towards the Jacksonville Jaguars. I think that would be a really cool story for that organization. And they beat us head-to-head straight up on Monday Night Football, so I got to give them credit.
You know what? I love it. Really appreciate you, Danan. Thank you for picking the Bears.
No problem.
You know
I knew
him.
That would make your day.
Yeah, you did it. You did it, my man. Well, and I think you did it because this is our last conversation of the season, so you're just trying to make me happy, but whatever. I appreciate you nonetheless. Thank you.
Oh, well, I appreciate you all. It was another amazing season, fun every week talking to you all, and wish you all a happy new year and look forward to kicking 2026 off, in August or September, getting it going again.
That's right.
That's right. You're Danan the best,
Hughes.
Danan.
Thank you.
Thank y'all. Hey, and don't hit anybody in the mouth anymore.
Hey, listen.
That's right.
You have a whole off season to hit people in the mouth if you want.
I'll be in trouble. I'll be in trouble now. I don't have any excuse.
All right. Well, you stay safe then.
Yeah, stay safe.
All right,
that is Danan Hughes, radio analyst for the Kansas City Chiefs and former receiver. And you know, he does some baseball analysis.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, I've seen him do some college baseball stuff.
Interesting.
I think for the Big Ten Network, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, because he was a football player or a baseball player, too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.